This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Hell yeah!
Hold up a second. Let me marinate.
Oh, no, I found it.
Five right there, gentlemen! Five wins, man! Halfway point, 5-3, and I know it wasn't pretty, but don't apologize for a win in this league, guys. Don't apologize. We did what we had to do. We said we had to go 3-1 in the second quarter, and we did that.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk about the next quarter coming up tomorrow. Don't worry about that quite yet, all right? Enjoy this win. It took all 60 minutes for that one. Here's what I know about this group. Here's what I know. If it is close in the fourth quarter, if it's close in the fourth quarter,
yes,
you better watch out. All right? Now, that's it.
We are discussing the Bears' crazy win that they had yesterday against the Bengals. This is the Spiegel and Holmes Show, and we are glad that we are your choice for your drive home in your first work day where you're like, wait, what the hell just happened to the sun? Where did it go? And why did it go away at 4:43? It's a hard thing to get over, Speaks.
Guess it doesn't affect me as much. I don't know. Working here in afternoons, man. We get out at 6. It's dark. Okay.
Amazing stuff, Adi. Always wonderful to see, especially this time of year. It's the end of the holiday season.
That's
it's
true.
It's the holiday season.
No, Tanny, you're right. It is the holiday
season. It's November 3rd, Lawrence. You should be comfortable with that.
When I left here on Friday, and I'm like, all right, well, what am I going to do? Because I don't really have anything going on until baseball. I'm like, I'm going to go get something to eat. So I went to Tamara Villas in Hyde Park, a little Mexican, like, hole-in-the-wall place, which is awesome, on Lake Park Avenue. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, all right, let's see what's going on outside here. What's a Hyde Park Halloween like this year? And it was insane. 53rd Street had a New Orleans-style second line walking up and down the street. And there were, like, jugglers, and there were, like, people twirling, like, flames and stuff. I'm like, Halloween is lit.
Yeah.
It was so lit.
Just wait till Christmas starts tomorrow.
It's already started. We're in the holiday season, Speaks. I don't know if you got the memo. But I was like, oh, because I left a bucket out. Because we're here usually when people are trick-or-treating. It's like, I should probably get a second bag. Because I thought that people were going to be done, and they weren't quite done. So I like ran into the Walgreens and got an extra bag. Now there's a half a bag of candy left at my house. I'll be bringing that in tomorrow.
There you go. Tomorrow's the day.
Usually, no, get in line. I got it in the car. No, thanks for reminding me. I got to go down there and get it before we leave.
Oh, yeah, the leftover candy?
Oh, yeah.
None on the counter out here today. Thought maybe after Victory Chicken, there'd be some leftover Halloween
candy.
During
the break, you have some sweetener.
I figured that... The way I look at it is that this is a good way for us to be able to pay back BBM. We just go over there and just dump the candy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're set.
Just take care of them.
Yeah,
that's a nice. You should do that tomorrow. Should absolutely do that.
Kit Kats and Whoppers.
Oh, Whoppers, I'm down
I'll bring you a couple.
I'll have a couple Whoppers. Texters loving hearing Ben Johnson in the locker room there. We make it a point following Bears wins to eat chicken and to hear from Ben Johnson in the locker room. He is a lunatic and I love it. Man, if that soundbite doesn't make you want to run through a wall. Yeah, I mean, Ben feels it after games and wants to make sure his players feel it too. And there's some context in there. We'll talk about the fourth quarter a little bit more tomorrow. But as for right now, go ahead and enjoy yourself and don't apologize for a win in this league.
Enjoy yourself and enjoy the fact that the Bears are 5-3.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, this is a relatively easy part of their schedule. But winning on the road in the NFL is difficult. And you want to pile up as many wins as you can before you get to the back half of this schedule, which the Bears are now getting ready to walk through after they finish the Giants game.
After the game yesterday, Ben was noncommittal on what he thought of the quarterback's performance. He was asked about, I think, by our guy Jason Leisure, and Ben was careful to make sure that he didn't say anything too much in one way or another.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And he said he had to look at the tape, but he was pleased with a couple things.
Caleb's ups and downs throughout the game and then finishing strong like that.
Yeah, I can't make a knee-jerk reaction on that quite yet. Here's what I know is he threw some touchdowns. He didn't throw any interceptions, and I thought he used his legs to help us extend drives as well. So I was pleased with that.
How impressive was Kyle stepping in like he did today?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised. That's kind of who he's been since he's been here.
So that's on Manungai there towards the end. But so he's, you know, he's complimentary of the things that he saw from Caleb, but he was noncommittal. Should we hear from Ben today on what he thought of Caleb?
Now he's watched tape. Let's hear what Ben, after he watched the tape, how did he feel about Caleb's performance?
What did you see about him in the pocket upon further review? I know you had offered yesterday that he didn't throw a pick, but that you wanted to take a look at everything else.
Yeah, no, there's a number of things that I was pretty pleased with. It's looking more like I want it to look, that he wants it to look like. I can think of one particular instance off the top of my head before halftime where call play and they end up clouding it to the side of the primary. So that's not there. He gets through his progression and quickly dumps the ball to the back as he's stepping up in the pocket. Now, we didn't throw our best ball. It was a little bit high, and we didn't haul it in. But that, to me, was what we want this quarterback to look like, as he's playing within the timing and the rhythm of the offense and trusting his feet to take him through the progression. So something for us to build on. There's a couple that we can continue to clean up, and I think he's starting to play faster. The more reps we're getting on some of these concepts, he's understanding the intent, the coverages that we're really looking to get. And, you know, if we're not getting those coverages, can we quickly get to number two or number three, or even look to run with that ball? So it's coming along nicely.
On the topic of Caleb scrambling, I know that's been an emphasis here in recent weeks. What happened for him yesterday that unlocked it in the way that it got unlocked yesterday?
Yeah, I don't know that route-wise we did a whole lot different. I think our guys had some pretty good reactions when they saw him get flushed out. He threw some good catchable balls, and they came down with it. And then there are a few times where he was looking down the field, it wasn't there, and he decided to take off with his legs. And so it was a good mix of that. It wasn't like he was trying to overdo it with his legs or try to force anything with his arm. I think he found the right balance with playing fast and making the defense hurt. I think that's part of what makes him unique as a player. And like I've said so many times before, we want to incorporate that as part of the offense. We don't want to shy away from it.
All right, so there's Ben Johnson on Caleb, and he's pleased with some things, but he also talked about one that was even an incompletion. It gives you a window into kind of what he's asking for him to do, be able to go through the progressions and maybe make a throw as he's scrambling. I was the guy who was driven crazy yesterday by about like 10 or 12 different Caleb plays, maybe 13.
Arch didn't help.
In terms of
driving, he had a role in driving you crazy yesterday.
You think so?
Yep.
Why did Arch have a role in driving me crazy?
Because I thought his analysis was pretty good, and there was definitely, he was locked in to the idea of Caleb needs to do a better job of getting out of the pocket and moving and maybe running himself in some of those situations.
He said it a lot. He absolutely said it a lot. Said, you want to hear some Arch? This is Adam Archuleta on watching Caleb in the pocket, and then as he begins to scramble as well.
Williams looking, end zone. Here they come. Williams escapes, looking, fires just out of the back of the end zone. It actually hits the upright. In this part of the field, I would have loved to see right there, Caleb, take off. You seen it right there. Just go. Take off to the right side. Try to make something happen. It's when he tries to hesitate in the red zone, those extra few seconds, he would have been much better off just taking off and running. He's had great success using his legs in this game.
Well, the running lane certainly closed quickly, but that instantaneous decision-making.
So there's Adam Archuleta wanting him to run. We did hear that a bunch about him in the red zone, and he did run some.
He ran a lot.
Mm-hmm.
53 yards for Caleb Williams on the ground. Averaged almost 11 yards a carry.
I marked plays as they went. And look, we're waiting until now to even get to it because it's a great win. And we have been sitting in the win and enjoying the win. And Caleb did some wonderful things, including that great throw to Loveland at the end. And there was a lot of really good stuff.
He also caught a couple of passes yesterday.
Yes, he did.
He did everything but sell popcorn.
Yeah, and it's a mix. But I think it's okay to be honest
Chicago
about...
Chicago mix.
I think it's okay to be honest about what we're seeing, too. And I got like 10 or 12 different plays that I marked along the way.
Run them down.
I don't need to run all of them down. But a lot of times, it was the same thing. Hesitation. Once he gets in the back... And then dancing around in the pocket, and then peeling out one direction or the other and scrambling super wide.
Doing that orbit scramble that he likes to do.
A super wide to one side or the other.
Usually his right.
And then making a late throw, like the latest throw he can possibly make as he looks for some magical home run, this Superman play down the field. And sometimes it's just out of reach on the sideline of somebody. It's not going to be intercepted, but it's like... It's just out of reach, or it's out of the end zone, and it's an incompletion. And okay, it is whatever. But like, there are plenty of times, and he's learning, where he can just check it down or just run for 6 or 8 yards. He could add a lot more yards yesterday than he did and moved the sticks a couple of times. And it happened right before the long field goal that was missed, right before the time they had to settle for a field goal after the fumble. And he said after the game that he was frustrated with that time, that they should have got seven. It's okay to point this stuff out. To me, that's still happening way too much, that he hesitates, freezes up a little bit, then does that orbit scramble one direction or the other and goes all the way to the outside and then has the incompletion. I feel like I'm still seeing that. I marked it 10 times yesterday in the game. Am I crazy? Am I the only one out here who is frustrated by that element of his still developing game?
I mean, I don't know if frustrated is where I would put myself, especially after a game like that, like where he accounts for, what, 370 yards of offense on the day and doesn't throw an interception and it uses his legs as a weapon. I have a hard time really coming down on a quarterback that was engineering 47 points for I know that there are still the things when we are critiquing quarterback play, and it shouldn't be results oriented all the time, that there's the process part of it. But when I see some of the things that he did, including not losing his head at the end of the game,
absolutely,
like that stuff matters to me, maybe a little bit more than some of the stuff that we have been harping on inside of losses, where you point to it and go, hey, that's something that helped to cause the loss instead of elevate them to win. I thought Caleb's play yesterday elevated them to winning. That's and those are the things that I'm looking for from him.
Mm-hmm.
He did a little bit of – he seems to be one of those guys that likes – like there's a little – I know we keep throwing the name Cutler around – he's similar in Cutler where, like, he kind of wants to get into the game. And so I think that it's smart, even though I don't want to see it that often, the idea of having him as a receiver and using some trick plays to let the football player in Caleb come out as much as the quarterback in Caleb come out, because he's a competitor and he wants to show that he's a tough dude and he wants to play the game. But he accounted for 4 touchdowns yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So it's hard for me to like pick nits on this one.
Okay, but I understand, but that's why I'm just trying to have a relaxed conversation about it, and I don't mean to be picking a nit. I just mean to be pointing it out. And thankfully, he's aware of it too. Like, I think this is something that he's very well aware of. Listen to him in post game, because he actually addressed this exact thing as he was talking about what he sees, when to use his legs, when not to use his legs, et cetera.
I've need to be more conscious of myself to be able to help this team. I think, you know, my legs can be dangerous in any moment, but definitely in key moments. And so, when they cover the guys down, don't always have to scramble and just, you know, do those cool plays and things like that. I'm on scramble drill. Go get the yardage, get down, live to fight for another down. And when the big shots come, you know, or anything like that, the completions, checkdowns, whatever, just make them and, you know, keep the team moving.
How about that? I was like, hell yeah. There's some honest self-awareness. I don't have to try to do the cool play. How much have we talked about that in the past month?
Yes.
I don't have to try to do the cool play and create the scramble drill at every time. So that's a challenge. That's the challenge for him. And that's what's being broken down. So I think it's okay to point out that it's still the challenge for him. And they overcame the times that he did it yesterday. And he was clutch at the end when it mattered. And I'll give him...
Those are all the things that you want a quarterback to do.
Absolutely.
Things are not going great. Our special team sucks. The defense can't stop anybody.
He made the throw in the moment.
He didn't blink.
Yep.
He didn't blink.
Absolutely.
And he was also an effective weapon as a receiver and a running back.
Don't you think that Ben is talking to him about the stuff that I brought up and the stuff that Caleb is admitting with self-awareness in postgame?
I 100% think that those are things that you bring up.
So that I'm just trying to live in the actuality of the development as well as enjoy the win.
Okay, but in the actuality of the development is a quarterback with a 114.8 passer rating,
mm-hmm,
who didn't throw an interception yesterday and did everything yesterday, and you won. You scored 47 points. And in the moment where you needed him to do the heroic thing,
he did it.
He did it. So for me, there are a lot of things to be you're not angry, and frustrated, I think, is not the right word either.
Yeah, maybe frustrated is wrong. Noticing the stuff that still happens even as he's developing.
Yeah, marking down all this stuff and keeping it as a file on watching Caleb getting better. I just think that I don't want to say that yesterday was some incredible step forward in his progress, because it was the Bengals and they're not very good. I just thought, man, he balled yesterday. Like, you wanted him to make plays, he made them. Whatever way that you wanted him to make the plays yesterday, he made them. He got out there and he gave you a bunch of first downs with his legs. He gave you those.
He did.
It's
a tough position, and you got to make good decisions as much as humanly possible.
And I thought that he did that yesterday. And here's the other thing, because we haven't really talked about it, and inside of a game where your team wins and you score 47 points, there shouldn't be a lot of discussions about what happened with the offense. What does his day look like if Rome doesn't drop the two passes that were thrown to him?
Well, one of them's for Cole's completion percentage. One of them's Cole Kmet's completion.
Yeah, that's right. He messed up Cole's passer rating.
Cole would have been one
yeah,
of one.
Yeah, how about that?
Yesterday,
you're sticking him with a 39.6 passer rating.
Good conversation, and I don't think we need to be at like opposite poles. Like, he was bad, he was good, and that's not what we're doing. Texters said he needs a better runner's ball and better accuracy. Not frustrated, just not satisfied. I think that's fair. I wasn't frustrated yesterday. As much as I was at times not satisfied.
You're still paying attention to it, and I think that that's good. I just, in all of this stuff with Caleb, is, are you starting to win because of him? And I felt like yesterday was one of those games where you could mark that down as a Caleb win. Some will say it's a Ben win.
I think it was a Ben win.
But I don't, but that's part of his gig, is to get the quarterback in a position to make plays. And he did that. Eventually, Caleb be running on autopilot, hopefully. Hopefully, he'll be running on autopilot, and he'll be able to do some of this stuff. But he did it yesterday. And there were possessions, like that possession after the interception, I wasn't happy with.
Wasn't either. That's why he wasn't happy. If anybody saw him unhappy, he was, that was the point.
I also wasn't happy with some of the choices that Ben made in the game. When you're averaging 7 yards a carry, do you really need to throw the ball as much? Do you really need, in the last minutes of the game, trick plays when you are mauling them in the run game? Like, even looking at it just in a box score perspective, this is a ridiculous number, okay? The Bears ran the ball 37 times for 283 yards. The Bears, as a team, averaged 7.6 yards per carry.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.